America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Time now for the Junkies Blitz. Don't forget Brian Robinson from your Washington Commanders. He will join the show coming up at 9 a.m., so you don't want to miss that. That'll be bad if you missed it. All right, time now for the Junkies Blitz. That is brought to you by Offenbachers. You can visit them in Herndon, Rockville, Gainesville, or Annapolis for a huge selection of hot tubs, swim spas, fire pits, pool tables, and outdoor furniture, too.
All right, on Tuesdays, I like to play true-false during the Junkies Blitz. I saw this graphic. I put it up on our Instagram page, Sports Junkies Radio, about Jim Harbaugh. My true-false statement is, true-false, Jim Harbaugh is the best coach in the NFL. I'll give you the graphic. So the graphic was, he took over in San Francisco in 2011. The year before, they were 6-10. In 2011, they were 13-3. Then he goes to Michigan, took over a 5-7 team. Next season, his first season in Michigan, 10-3. Last year, the Chargers were 5-12. They're off to a 5-3 start.
Yeah, he's one of them. I'm not going to say he's the best. Let's see what he does this year.
I'd say false.
He's got to get to the playoffs and win some games in the postseason.
I mean, I would still put Andy Reid and Tomlin
Andy
above
Reed
him
and Tomlin,
at this point.
John Harbaugh.
I know, he's not even the best coach in his family.
Yeah, John Harbaugh.
Good one. I like you standing up for your guy, Valdez.
Can't beat his big brother.
But that's right. It's true.
He's a very good coach. He's won everywhere. Every level, everywhere he's been, he's won. But let's see what he does this year and over the next couple of years. If he gets to the Super Bowl or gets to conference championships, all right, I'll put him in that category.
So far, pretty good marriage of Harbaugh and Herbert. Mm-hmm. Herbert not putting up the gaudy numbers.
Well,
he only has 10 touchdowns.
Coming out of the bye, they have been throwing more because they were really leaning on J.K. Dobbins in the early portion of the season. And I think they realize this guy has a really long injury history. We don't want to overtax him and his body. So they're leaning more on Herbert in the last 3 or 4 weeks.
I still think
Herbert only has one pick.
Mm-hmm.
He's not throwing the ball as much.
Herbert is excellent. Jaden is special.
I tend to agree with you.
Okay.
You know where I stand. Team Jaden.
Right. That's all.
I'm a Jaden guy.
Do you have a jersey yet?
No. I bought one for my son, but I don't have one yet.
We got to thank Tom Turley, Cakes and I.
Yes.
Yeah, for some reason, he sent me this awesome Titleist hat with the Cornell logo on the side.
Nice.
I'm actually
very thoughtful.
One that I got myself. And then he sent Cakes, a Cakes classic.
He sent one with the Junks logo, and then he's got Deuce 7 as the Cakes. Like, it's nice, but am I really going to wear this, Tom Turley?
Give it to Mar. Maybe Mar.
Use your brain, Tom Turley.
He knows you wear beanies.
Maybe I'll wear it at the Cakes classic tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Maybe it brings me good luck tomorrow.
All right. So anyway, thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Tom.
It's actually an awesome hat. I like it.
Thank you for the novelty beanie.
True or false, Bill Belichick will be the Cowboys' next head coach.
Ooh.
I was defending McCarthy a couple weeks ago, but it's turned south.
Can Belichick work with Jerry?
I mean, he could be the Jets' next head coach. He could be the Cowboys' next head. He could be the Saints' next head coach.
It was a track, but he would never do the Jets. Didn't he already coach the Jets and left them?
He
spurned them like twice.
The Jets on the
I don't think he's ever going back to
the Jets. I'll say true.
I would say these teams would be in play. Jaguars.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
right? You'd have Trevor Lawrence. I think the Bears are going to be in play because they want to work with Caleb.
Yeah.
Saints. I don't know. There'll be other teams that'll open up, but those are three that come to mind.
Don't you think the Giants will open up?
The Giants, that might be a good landing spot for him too.
Jags, I think, will probably open up.
Yeah.
Bears.
You never know. A team like, let's say, the Bengals miss the playoffs this year.
Cowboys probably.
Bengals have the Ravens on Thursday night, right?
Yep. Here in Baltimore, I believe.
Now, if the Bengals win, they're in the mix for an AFC wildcard spot for sure. If they lose, it's tough.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you never know.
Probably be and five or six openings.
If you're Belichick, you'd rather inherit Joe Burrow
absolutely
than a lot of the other trash quarterbacks at some of those other teams.
Yeah, you'd rather have the guy that's got 20 touchdown passes already this season.
That would kind of make sense. But I'll say true, I think Jerry Jones offers him a giant sack of cash to take over from McCarthy, and I think it's a good fit.
True or false, Kirk Cousins, who is 1-4 in the playoffs,
that's my guy,
will win a playoff game this year.
He's certainly capable. Ooh. I don't know if he will. I mean, he can't do it by himself.
Atlanta's probably going to, are they going to win their division? They might.
I think they
might
will.
Might host a playoff game.
I'm going to say
I'll
true.
Say true. I'm going to bet on
I'm
my
gonna
guy,
I'm going to say
Kirk-y.
True this year, especially if they host.
I'm going to say definitely possible. He's not going to kill them.
There's some separation now in the NFC South with the Buccaneers losing. Mm-hmm. And remember, they beat the Bucs twice.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they basically had a three-game lead.
And he had great games against
the Bucs.
So
they're going to
win
that division. They're a game back of where the Commanders are.
Mm-hmm.
And they're playing much better football. I mean, the last 2 weeks, Kirk's got 7 touchdowns, no picks. He's up to 17 touchdowns with 7 picks. And it looks like they've found themselves offensively here.
Tell the NFC West is wide open, man.
The only issue is Drake London now is a hit pointer, so we don't know how long he's going to be out. But like, he can just throw the ball to Darnell Mooney. He can throw more balls to Bijan Robinson out of the backfield. Like, they've got a nice assortment of skill players.
Is London going to be out this week?
We don't know yet. It's too early. Need to see how he practices this week.
Their defense isn't great. They are 6th in passing in the NFL in passing yards per game.
I mean, they're currently the 3 seed in the NFL playoffs.
So I'm saying,
as of right now.
Keep your eye on Kirk-y.
They have a 90% playoff probability.
True or false, the Colts will go back to Anthony Richardson as their starting quarterback after this week.
After?
I don't know if it's after this week, but I think at some point they will go back to Anthony Richardson. If Joe Flacco keeps putting out duds like he did against Minnesota, they will go back, especially if they're out of the playoff hunt.
What if they shock everybody and trade him?
Trade who?
Richardson.
Who would want him?
I think a lot of teams raw materials.
A team that's desperate need for a quarterback, and they're willing to try to rebuild him. So he clearly is failing in Indianapolis. Maybe he just needs another year.
I would be surprised if they traded him.
I would too. It would be shocking, but you never know.
I think it could happen after this week, because if you lose to the Bills, which you probably will lose, and let's say Flacco did have a dud, like, are you going to compete for a playoff spot if you're 4-6 in the AFC?
No, if you're
not done.
If you're dead, then you're going to trot out Richardson at some point to see if he can be rehabilitated and improved. Not just going to keep throwing Flacco out in week 14 and 15 if you're out of the playoff hunt, I wouldn't think.
Yeah, I think it depends on how Flacco plays. But let's say he has another dud, as you mentioned, Cakes, and you drop to 4-6.
Yeah.
I mean, even though you'd probably still be 8, 9, or 10 mm-hmm. in the AFC, I just don't see them as a playoff team if they lose this week.
Then they play the Jets in New York the following week.
All right, last one for you. True or false, I saw ESPN's power rankings.
Ooh. Are we guessing where they...
No.
I haven't seen them.
True or false, Washington is a top 5 team in the NFL right now.
According to power rankings, or
according to you, Washington's a top 5 team in the NFL. I'll give you the context.
Chiefs, Lions, Bills, Ravens.
I'll say false, but it's not by a lot. It's not by a lot.
Jason just nailed the top 4.
Kind of depends on what happens this week. I mean,
at number 5, they have the Washington Commanders.
Where do they have the Steelers? At 6? Probably have them right outside the top 5.
Have to go back and find it.
I mean, that is what a glow up that is since the beginning of the season when they were down at like 30, 31, 32 in almost every list.
And now they're five.
Five. They have the Steelers at seven, if this is the ESPN list.
Yes.
Steelers at seven, Packers are eight.
They got Eagles, Vikings at six.
Eagles nine, and the Falcons at 10.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So they're right there.
Washington Commanders, number five. Mm-hmm. True or false, Cakes?
Are you truther? Number five, EB. Look at that. Number five in the power ranking.
You saying true?
I'm going to say false. I think they're one or two spots off the top five. If they beat the Steelers,
they're clearly a top five team.
Oh, yeah.
If the Steelers win, Steelers are top five, and then Washington's like right there at seven-ish, maybe eight.
Who are they better than?
Who? The Steelers?
The Commanders. You're saying if the Commanders beat the Steelers, who would they supplant in the top five?
Who would they knock out? I'll tell you who they'd knock out.
Would they be
Kansas
better than
City, Detroit, Buffalo, or Baltimore?
So it's Kansas City, Buffalo, Detroit, Baltimore.
Washington.
Right, so they wouldn't supplant anybody. They would be five.
They just stay at five.
Am I missing a team?
Nope.
Yeah, that's it.
Well, I thought you said if they beat the Steelers, they're definitely in the top five.
Oh, yeah, I'm saying in my rankings.
Yes, in your rankings.
Yeah, yeah. They wouldn't be five yet, but if they beat the Steelers, yes, they're five.
Speaking of the Steelers, when we come back, we will discuss, should the Commanders be 2.5-point favorites against the Pittsburgh Steelers as they come to Northwest Stadium this Sunday? We'll discuss that next here on The Fan.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.